Now, today is the last day for retailers to sell off old supplies of drink cans or plastic bottles that were not marked with the return logo. So far, 150 million drinks containers have been returned under the deposit return scheme, our consumer affairs correspondent, Joe McGrady, has more. So consumers, Joe, will always see the return logo from now on in shops, yes?
Yes, indeed, Gavin. The deposit return scheme was launched back in February. There was a 4-month transition period during which time retailers had the time to sell off any stocks that they still had in their premises that didn't have these new return logos marked on them. This is for drinks containers, plastic bottles and drinks cans. So that 4-month transition period finishes tonight, and so from tomorrow it'll be a legal requirement that all of these drinks containers that are sold will have the return logo on them.
Is the scheme working? Has it been a success? How can that be gauged so far?
Well, certainly there was a lot of initial teething problems with it. We heard an awful lot about, you know, machines with technical glitches, problems for staff in retail outlets, etc., etc. But a lot of those issues certainly seem to have been ironed out, if you judge by the return rate that we've seen. According to the company Return, there were 75 million containers returned this month alone. That is in the month of May. That's an average of 2.5 million items per day. And you compare that with the first month back in February, when 2 million items were returned for the entire month. So, and as you mentioned there, the global figure for returns since the beginning of the scheme, by the end of this evening, Return reckon will be at 150 million containers. So clearly they are making huge progress. However, what we don't know yet, and this figure has not yet been made available, is what percentage of items on which deposits are paid are not being returned. In other words, how much money consumers are leaving with the scheme that they're not getting back when they don't opt to return the drink container. Now, I've put that to Return. They've previously told us that that information was commercially sensitive and it was difficult to compile that information because of the transition period, and also because of the fact that sales of containers, they go up and down from month to month. It's not a uniform sale right across the year, so therefore it's harder to work out the averages on it. But that is a question that still remains to be clarified. And in the meantime, Return have also said now that they're going to have a charity partnership, which is going to be announced on the 12th of June, and some funding from the scheme is going to go to that partnership. And we've already seen that on the ground, certainly at Bloom over these number of days that Bloom is taking place in the Phoenix Park. There are staff there from Return, and they have collection bins, static collection bins, mobile collection bins, and they're going around collecting items from people, and they're saying that the deposits from those items are going to go to this charity partnership.
That's great. Joe McGrady, our consumer affairs correspondent, thank you for that.